Chapter 3. McCaffrey let me get my coat and make a phone call, but when I asked if I could shower and change, he said he'd prefer I didn't, his face hard, no trace of the young officer who'd comforted a bereaved mother.
"Can I at least go to the bathroom?" I asked, feeling like a child, a scared child.
He nodded, embarrassed, and blushed when I plucked my bra out of the sofa cushions. I did too, but I didn't want to sit in a police station without a bra. I called my college roommate, Anat Greenberg, who was a lawyer with a practice in Poughkeepsie, from the bathroom. She made me repeat everything twice. I could hear McCaffrey shifting his weight over a creaky floorboard on the other side of the door.
"So, he hasn't arrested you?" Anat asked.
"No, no one's read me my rights or anything."
"Okay, so they must not have enough evidence. Listen, Nan, there's a lot of pressure in these cases to make an arrest. Don't answer any questions until I get there."
I told her I wouldn't and flushed the toilet even though I'd been too nervous to pee. Then I ran cold water over my hands until they stopped shaking. I wished I could brush my teeth, but the brush was in the upstairs bathroom. When I stepped out, I saw McCaffrey had retreated to the living room. He was standing at the desk underneath the window that looked out over the front lawn. It was piled high with books and folders. I hadn't sat at that desk since the day Emmy died. He looked up from a copy of The Odyssey I'd used in the great books class I'd taught this semester, and it was on the tip of my tongue to make a comment, like, "Do you like Greek literature?" But when I saw his face, I closed my mouth. The time for idle pleasantries had passed when he saw that blood on my tires. He motioned for me to walk in front of him, and I followed him down my unplowed driveway to his patrol car. He opened the back door for me, and I got in, feeling like a suspect in a cop show. I stared through the thick, bulletproof glass barrier between the front and back seats and felt like I was underwater, looking up through a glaze of ice. When I looked out the side window, I saw that my car was already gone. He made a U-turn in the turnaround, drove down the steep hill, and made a right on River Road, heading toward town. A flash of yellow caught my eye as we turned. I looked